Thrasfote, Diadwif. Hello from Ireland. I'm Howard Crane with EV Radio, and this is the Russia Dispatch number 2 on March 1st, 2022. For context, listen to the first broadcast wherever you're listening to this now. In short, I'll be summarizing the Russia-NATO conflict with a view to balancing out the biased flow of information in the West. The information war is heating up, just as much as the war itself is. Russia Today on YouTube has been blocked in Europe and North America, disallowing Westerners to watch their extensive coverage of hostilities in the Ukraine. RT and other outlets are still using DDoS protection on their websites after last week's cyber attacks. Yesterday I was unable to reach Russia Today as the DDoS protection reported suspicious activity from my network, meaning a botnet army, including hacked computers from my IP range, were activated to take part in the attack. Personal computer security is always important, but we should all take care right now to check if malicious software has been planted on our machines to be used in such illegal activities. Will the Western authorities go as far to block all Russian and allied websites? Will our governments stoop so low as to deprive the West of the Eastern media and the East of the Western media? This is an assault against the values of democracy and the freedom of information. On the sixth day of hostilities, Ukraine claims to have killed 5,700 Russian troops and taken 200 prisoners of war. Russia disputes these numbers and has not given any alternative numbers. Neither does Russia wish to tell us about their plans or the progress they're making in the capture of Ukraine, but they assure us that they are definitely making progress. We are definitely into he said, she said territory. The fog of war is thick. On the other hand, US media is claiming an intelligence source close to Putin reports that he has gone mad. Frustrated by the progress of the assault, he is exploding in rage at people in his inner circle. This is clearly evoking imagery of Hitler in his last days as he realizes the jig is up. The same source says that his state of mind means that he may double down in violence. Claims have even been made that he, personally, and not the Russian military, but Putin himself, has used an illegal bomb in Ukraine. To the trained eye, this is clearly disinformation, laying down the groundwork for extreme punitive measures against Putin and or Russia itself. Western media reports Belarus has joined the war effort, sending in a column of 33 units into the Chernihiv region in the north of Ukraine. President Lukashenko has denied giving any such order. The lack of video evidence even purporting to be Belarusian troops in Chernihiv leaves me skeptical. Speaking with Belarusian media, President Lukashenko said, "The Belarusian army has never taken part and isn't taking any part in the hostilities. We can prove it to anyone. Moreover, Russian authorities have never raised this matter with us about our participation in the military conflict. We have no plans to engage in this special operation in Ukraine. There is no such necessity." He also commented on a concentration of troops at the border, saying that they were simply there to reinforce the border. This morning, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov categorically denied the accusation of war crimes such as the use of cluster bombs and thermobaric bombs, aka exploding aerosol. The International Criminal Court is launching a probe into the accusations made by Ukrainian authorities. Before any evidence has even been produced, everyone is jumping on the bandwagon, including the President of Ireland, who is a mere functionary of a republic which is supposed to be neutral. On the subject of neutrality, Switzerland has pledged aid in the form of weapons, ammunition, and medical supplies. It has also disallowed Russian aircraft, military or civilian, to enter its airspace. We can now say for sure that we live in a new era when even the smallest countries who have nothing to contribute to a war and have historically been neutral now have to partake somehow. Ukraine and the West continues to accuse Russia of attacking civilians, While Russia and citizens claim Ukraine is shelling residential areas in the breakaway republics of Donetsk and Luhansk, Russia further claims that Ukrainian forces are moving into populated areas and using their own people as human shields. Again, the fog of war is thick, and we have no way to truly know who is telling the truth or if both are telling the truth. But it seems the Western-controlled Hague may see Putin and his high command up for war crimes regardless. Western sanctions continue. Nord Stream pipeline is not being shut down because Germany isn't insane. I wish the rest of Europe and America would be so wise. Maersk, one of the world's largest shipping companies, is refusing to deliver to Russia, with the exception of foodstuffs, medical supplies, and other humanitarian supplies. SWIFT, the main payment processor in the West, will soon disconnect Russian banks and money services, and the UK are poised to kick out Russia's biggest bank, SERB Bank. The French economic minister, Bruno Le Maire, has had to walk back comments he made today, which included such lovely statements as wage a total economic and financial war on Russia, target the heart of the Russian system. Russian people will also pay the consequences. The current French government is no stranger to outbursts of bloodthirsty fascism, as earlier this year, President Macron announced in Parliament that he will make life a living hell for the unvaccinated, among other disgusting language. Peace talks have been occurring since yesterday and are in their second day. No details are being surrendered by either side. I'm not confident anything will come of these talks, as this just isn't two countries at war, it's a puppet state and NATO against the largest country in the world and its allies. This war is not about Ukraine, there's a bigger picture. The stage is being set for a convenient story arc. The mad dictator, or Hitler under a different alias, striking out like a petulant child against the forces of all that's good in the world. The problem is that the West may get what it wants, as you can't corner an animal and starve it out, then expect it to not take extreme measures to assure its own survival. It's incumbent on all of us to remain skeptical of everything we see and always ask ourselves what NATO and Russia want us to think about a particular piece of information. It's clear that Europe and America are not above censoring the internet like they condemn other countries for, and it may come to pass that we no longer have access to alternative media sources in terms of this war, and furthermore, this channel may be taken down, so please visit the link below to follow the podcast version of the Russia Dispatch or find us on your favorite podcast service. I've been Howard Crane with EV Radio, David Zenya, Slán leat, goodbye.